Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Cast. And in this episode, we've got quite a bit to talk about, but first things first, we have a special guest with us today. Hello, Lucas.
Boy, he's thick!
That wasn't part of the plan, but that works.
I gotta make my very dramatic entrance to the world of podcasts.
Yes, but if you guys, he's not a very competitive player in the Fortnite scene at all.
I am a memer. Just think of me as Laserbeam. That is accurate.
Just for reference, I'm actually Laserbeam.
Mm-hmm. Bad at game, good at meme.
But yes, thought we'd bring him in, see how he does, but... So, first off, we've got quite a few things on our little list here. Now, Lucas, would you like to carry us for the first point or the first topic?
The Forecast, Episode 1.
Okay. Good job. That is just reading the outline word for word, but that works.
But... I'm not the one to carry you through the next topic. That's definitely you, Chief.
Okay. So, as we know, Martos has come into the competitive scene quite ferociously. Haven't seen anything of him. I've really never heard of him until a little bit ago when he gained 36,000 arena points, which is... Lucas, do you have any arena points at all?
What's an arena point?
Exactly. Never played arena in his life, but 36,000, you get like 20 points for one kill and then 60 points per win. And there's a bunch of placements in between there, but that is lots and lots of games of arena in order to achieve that number. But anyway, this is something that Lucas will understand is about the Umbrella. Are you a fan of the Umbrella or not so much?
Yes, I like Umbrella.
Yes. It's one of those weapons that you seemed that you would like.
Yes, of course.
He was Why also not? The one who loved the sword and everything like that.
I mean, clearly.
Grapplers and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. In your opinion, is it overpowered or not?
If it was a permanent item, mm-hmm. Yes. But because it's only going to be in the game for a limited time, nah, not really. It'll be fine.
How long is it going to be in the game? I actually do not know about that.
I don't know, but it's not permanent.
Yeah. Well, good to know. You are. Not like you already
it's
said
all we
that,
know.
I think. Okay, now we have came up with this thing. Now, what is your ideal, if you're in a battle royale game, what is the ideal loadout for you to have?
5 RPGs.
That would be very, very good, but you can only have 13 rockets, so that really wouldn't work.
Hmm.
Can shoot them all, like, once.
5 heavy snipers.
You know?
No, I'm a tac guy, so I'd prefer to have a tactical shotgun over the pump.
Just one tactical shotgun. It's all
yes,
he wants
in his
inventory.
Yes, a tactical shotgun. An AR, of course.
5 tactical shotguns. Preferred. He wants 5 tactical shotguns. Mythic
yes.
Tactical shotguns.
Yes. I want the Storm King sword, clearly.
He wants 3 Bandy bazookas.
I'm a Save the World player more than BR, so... it's an interesting thing, because he wants me to talk BR, and I don't play that very often. So...
You played enough to understand.
Of course, a heavy sniper. And then heals, I guess.
AR, attack.
Attack, an AR, a heavy, and a bandy bazooka.
Yeah, I kind of... Wait, oh yeah, that fits. I was kind of thinking along the line of like a pump AR and then 6 slurpfish and 4 floppers. You really don't need
just
anything
heals
in
the other option.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest. But, okay, this is probably something that you're not going to understand, but as I mentioned in my last podcast, Unknown Army was supposedly banned, but he posted on Twitter a screenshot of him saying that he was banned for 60 days, but actually it was a fake screenshot and he found it from someone else, and he was lying about the entire situation, and when he was on stream, he was warned by Epic, and it was pretty embarrassing. He thought he was banned for sure, but... He was just, they took it way too far, and they were made a bunch of random videos of them crying of how sad they were that they got banned from a video game. They took it a lot further than it had to go. But yeah, he got warned on stream, and that was pretty upsetting for him. But also, the mistake in two EU teams in the FNCS Grand Finals were banned for teaming, but actually, apparently, Epic misunderstood the situation, and they are both unbanned, but they qualified for rewards, and they're still pending on whether they will receive their rewards or not. It's still up in the air idea. But the next point is, have you seen a picture of Benji Fishy bald, Lucas? He posted on Twitter that he would, or no, his friend posted on Twitter that if David Dobrik followed Benji Fishy would actually go bald. And that's a bunch of pro players tagged David Dobrik, so he saw it and followed Benji Fishy, and Benji Fishy went bald. You should actually look up a picture of that right now, just to get your live reaction. Silence.
Google.
G G O O L L E E Google.
Google.
It's one of the best things ever.
Just show me the images. I don't. Why is there shopping?
Shopping.
Shopping.
There's just a bald goldfish on there. I would like
There's
to
also
purchase
maps.
three. Gives you a map directly to his house.
Yes.
I would like to find the Benji of fishies. Actually,
I
why?
don't see a bald version.
What? Did you, what did you look up?
Benji Fishy images.
Oh yeah, do bald Benji fishy.
Bald boy.
Yeah, it's he actually doesn't look that bad. Yeah, it's rough. But it's whatever. He got a follow from David Dobrik, so he's very content with his decision making.
Yes.
But actually, as I mentioned in my last cast, that to be looking out for him because he was I predicted that he was going to be very high up in the standings, him and Mongrel, and actually. Him and Mongrel came first in the FNCS semifinals the other day, so that was a correct prediction from me, I guess. But
Congratulations, you're a prophet.
basically, I'm a fortune teller. Just in the description, I'll link you to a website that I will tell your fortune for $500. Don't worry, it's 100% accurate and not a scam.
Plus $19.95 shipping and handling.
And then possibly the item might get damaged, so you might have to pay a couple hundred extra dollars just for that.
Yes.
He's yes. Okay. Now we move on to the segment of Lucas's expertise. What's going on in Save the World over there, buddy?
I'm excited for Pirate Llamas to come
Yeah,
over.
are you staying up till midnight? They come out tomorrow. That I don't know what time tomorrow they come out, do you know?
Probably 8 p.m. So, no, I will not be staying up all night to wait for them.
But if they do come out if we find out that they come out at like 12 o'clock, would you stay up all night and wait for them?
I would, but that's not how Save the World works. It
Good
updates at
pricing.
8 p.m. every time.
That's unfortunate. Good thing Battle Royale updates at like 4 o'clock in the morning, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. So nice. Just
Battle
gotta
updates on.
wake up at 4 a.m. to play the new season.
I've done it multiple times. So have you. You've done it with me multiple times. Back in like
Yes.
season 5 or 6. Remember when we'd get up and we built that
Back
fort?
when it was still fun.
We built that fort over the lake when it was all
Yeah.
a bounce pad. Yeah, we used to do that
Yeah.
all the time. That was so fun.
Season
Back.
5 was fun.
Yeah, season 5 was a good season. Did you start 4 or 5?
I started technically in 4, but I didn't get it until 5.
Yeah, I started playing season 4, but then the first thing I bought was in season 5. I bought the Battle Pass.
Season 5 gave us the best skin in all of Fortnite.
Would you like to share what your, in your opinion, the best skin is?
Clearly the drift.
Except for his cape is broken, so it looks like a
Yeah,
stick.
that's really annoying.
He's
That
wearing
is
like
so annoying.
he's wearing a cape that was sprayed with water and set out in Canada overnight. So it's like
Look how they
frozen stiff.
massacred my boy.
They massacred his boy.
Oof.
What can you get from these pirate? What's happening in the pirate update?
I have a pistol build like pretty much everyone on Save the World, so I want to get the Jack's Revenge, but those aren't coming in llamas.
What's
I'm
the?
hoping for the Yar event questline to come back.
What does that?
Jack's Revenge is the highest damage pistol in the game for single shots.
What pistol do you have?
At the moment,
Yeah.
if whatever I can get, primarily Last Word, it's a good pistol.
Oh, you don't have a pistol already.
I
I thought you were
have
gonna
a
go.
pistol.
Well, I have a gray pistol on Save the World. I mean, I
I
could use that
use
one.
the Last Word most of the time.
Is the gray pistol, or I mean, is the, is what the what abilities does the Jack Ryan give, or whatever his name is?
The what?
Jack Ryan, I don't know, what did you say?
Jack's Revenge. That's
Oh,
the name of the pistol.
oh shoot. Oh, what does it do? Wait, what effects does it give?
It just does insane high headshot damage, single shot headshot damage.
This is the Jack Ryan's pistol.
It's the flint knock from Battle Royale, so
Okay. But it
it's just that.
just increased damage
So
astronomically.
then we hope for a good roll of getting a crit rating and double crit damage, and
Wasn't
then
there a
we set it
character
up
you wanted with it?
with Beetle Jess, which gives plus 225% crit damage.
Do you have Beetlejuice?
I do have this person.
Is
That
she
is my
leveled
best
up at
place
all?
right now. Yes, maxed out.
Like, completely?
As far as I can go right now, I'm uncanny.
Oh, yeah, but that's exciting. What other ones are after Canny? I'd never play Save the World, I have no clue.
Twin Peaks and such.
Twin Peaks? Is that the only other one? Or is there more? Well, he died, so we're gonna have to continue without him. Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
What happened?
I need to do something. Mother just came in and told me something, so I have to go do something quick.
Okay, deal.
Bye, Felicia.
Goodbye, I'll finish it without you. Sorry about that, guys. That was not anticipated. But okay, so I guess I'll just continue this without him, but there's not a whole lot more to expound upon. But the two EU teams that I mentioned earlier, I'll just elaborate a little bit more on that. They were found, one of them was like hiding inside of a hay bale in a haystack, and another one hopped in and hid with him that was on the opposite team. And apparently Epic thought that was cheating, but they didn't know each other were in the hay bale. So Epic, either a moderator or a bot or an admin that was spectating the match, thought that was cheating, and instantly all four of them got banned. Instantly. So like you can watch on the replay, they're all just instantly banned and they're all gone. And it's actually quite interesting to watch how they're all in, there's a middle of a build fight and they're getting sprayed, and then just three of their four people just absolutely disappear. So that you should, I highly suggest you go and watch that replay. I'll expound upon a little bit more on Martos, who has the 36,000 arena points. I believe that information is maybe outdated slightly. I think he's probably above 36,000 at this point, but I'm not 100% sure. But he is absolutely insane. Like I said, I've never heard of him before until he took the competitive scene by storm and absolutely is crushing it in arena mode. So, like I said earlier, expect to see him in the future for either solo cash cups or duos. I'm not sure who he duos with. But another thing in the solo cash cup, Scoped, I believe, or in the solo platform cup, Scoped came first. So keep that in mind as watch out for him and Tfue playing in the FNCS duos. That will be very entertaining to watch. His aim is very good. He's on controller, so that's all that needs to be said for that. And It's very self-explanatory, the fact that he's on controller and his aim is very good. I will give it to him. His mechanics are really good for being on controller, and I could never play on controller. I just don't know how they do it. It's unbelievable. There's just so much going, like, after playing on computer or PC, keyboard, mouse, you just can't go back. It's ridiculous. Except Unknown Army went from keyboard, mouse to controller, and he's insane. But I could never do it. Just after playing on keyboard and mouse, you have so many different options to press with keybinds, but I just could not do it. But this audio, let me know in the, just like, let me know, DM me on Instagram. I have my Instagram in my description of the podcast. Let me know if this audio is any better, because I'm using a new microphone. It's a Razer Series X. So just let me know if it's better than my last podcast, because the last podcast I was recording from my phone, and that quality was not very good at all. So please just let me know if this quality makes it any better, or if I should switch back to the other one. I am going to purchase a pop filter here soon and put it in front of this microphone. That way I can, just to prevent breathing noises or pop sounds or anything that's happening around me that would cause the microphone to pick it up and make noise for you guys. So just let me know, DM me on Instagram, if the quality is any better at all. And I think that's gonna wrap it up. We're gonna be trying to do these podcasts 2 to 3 times a week. I'll do my very best. They're just not, maybe once a week, because there's not that much that happens in Fortnite. Sure, there's tons of competitive stuff that's going on, but I need to be able to find the information to verify it and then take the time to edit the podcast and to record it for you guys to give you the best quality I physically can. So just keep a lookout. I don't have a set schedule yet. I'm just going to kind of record a few, upload them, and then we'll just see how it goes. So just keep that in mind, that I don't have a set schedule yet, so they'll be coming out pretty randomly as of now, but sooner rather than later, I will get a schedule once to 3 times a week. Hopefully, I'll do my very best. But that is going to wrap up this podcast. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to watch this. It really means a lot to me. So I will be getting merch and stuff here soon, hopefully. I just need to finish up some designs and such, but are still a little bit of ways away from that. But just keep in mind that that will be coming out soon. So thank you again for listening to this podcast, and I hope you guys have an amazing day.